Hello and welcome to this new edition of the Managers Essentials podcast. It's Gemma here again, and today I'm talking to Rachel, who's Head of Employee Engagement here at UOM. So Rachel, thank you for taking the time to talk to me today. So let's start by actually trying to understand the term a bit if we can. What does employee engagement actually mean?
So I thought you might ask me that question, Gemma, thank you. I think there isn't a straightforward answer to that question, if I'm being honest. I think if you do like a Google search, you'll find over 850,000 results for the term employee engagement.
Wow.
And I think around 500 academic pieces of work have been done on it in the last couple of years alone. So there's many, many different definitions. It means different things to different people. And I think here at our university, over the past year or so, talking to a variety of different people about employee engagement, again, it means different things. So, but for me, what employee engagement is about creating the right environment for colleagues, every colleague, to give their best on a consistent, almost daily basis. It's about understanding the contribution that you make as an individual to the overall mission and ambition of the university as well. And that's not that straightforward to achieve, really, but I think the things that you perhaps need in place are obviously the basics. You need a safe, secure place to work, you need the right facilities available, you obviously need to be paid, benefits, those kinds of things that we would all expect. But it's not just about that. I think it's about wider issues like job enrichment. What opportunities do you have in your job to do new things, learn new things, try different approaches? That would give you a greater sense of achievement, really. And I think it's also about empowerment and giving people the ability to make more decisions about the work that they do, or be more involved in that kind of decision making. So yeah, it's wide, broad church, I think.
It is, and I think I know some people listening to this podcast will have been on management development courses and training, and will have seen some of the theoretical models. And one of the things that just stood out from what you said was that things around sort of those basic things around working environment is very much like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which I'm sure some people were familiar with, or it will have taken them immediately back to some studying that they've been required to do. It's probably fair to say that most organisations want to improve engagement, whatever that means to them. How can they go about doing that?
I don't think it's as black and white as being able to say you've got engaged employees and you've got disengaged employees. So that's the first thing I think is important to realise. The piece of research that I do particularly like is actually quite recent. It's been done by the Ashridge Executive Education and Holt International Business School. And it's a report called Shades of Grey, which kind of gives you the idea that there's different phases and different types of engagement. So that piece of work showed that there's a kind of a zone of disengagement where people are very inward looking and yeah, probably disengaged as you might describe it. There's also a zone of contentment where people are just kind of doing what they need to do. They're in a fairly kind of contented category there. There's also this interesting one, which is a zone of pseudo-engagement, which is a new concept, which is kind of, I guess you could describe it as people giving the impression that they're engaged, but actually not totally giving of their best every day. And then the zone of engagement, where colleagues and teams are really proactive, they're very focused on solutions, they're working together, they're supporting each other. So I think it's important to recognise that there are various different stages of engagement. I think for our university, the model that I've been looking at so far has five key building blocks to it. One of those, perhaps the first one to achieve really, is having a clear vision and values. And that's the work that we've been doing around the Our Future conversations that have been going on with colleagues over the past few months, and also the values work that we're doing at the moment, where we're encouraging colleagues to get involved in sharing their experiences so that we can build and create a set of meaningful and relevant values. So vision and values is one of the key building blocks. The other is around inspiring leadership. So again, the university's been investing in the Inspiring Leaders Programme, and other development managing at Manchester, leading at Manchester, to build the capabilities and the competencies of our leaders and managers. So having great leadership is key to engage, creating engagement. The other one, the third one, is two-way communications. And this is sometimes, I think, where the word engagement gets used interchangeably with the word communications. But what we really mean is communicating in a more engaging way. So it's not just a top-down, one-way conversation. So the employee voice is very important there in that two-way communications. The fourth one is around learning and development. And again, it's really pleasing to see in the staff survey results there was such a huge increase in the percentage of colleagues saying that they'd been able to access some kind of learning or development opportunity over the past 12 months. And I know that the staff learning and development team have worked really hard to provide the kinds of courses, but also online resources available there, and learning kind of on the job, which is probably the most fruitful aspect of learning and development. And then the fifth one is about kind of the first class employee experience. So that's looking at the journey that an employee takes from the minute that they might see a job advert to going through the recruitment process, to induction, through performance development review, reward and recognition, right to the minute that they leave the organisation. Mm-hmm. So it's quite a long answer, but there's quite a lot to it. I think I don't think there's kind of one thing that you can do on its own that will improve engagement level.
And for anybody that is just interested in what Rachel talked about there in terms of the leadership development opportunities that we're offering now, if you have a quick look on some past editions of Managers Essentials podcast, you'll find Jonathan Winter talking about some of those opportunities and what is available if you're not already aware of those. Rachel, you touched there on the different types of engagement, so people who are engaged, pseudo-engaged, maybe just content. If there's a manager listening to this podcast and is wondering how to tell if their people are disengaged, are there any signs that you perhaps tell them to look out for?
I think I'd suggest looking out for things, changes in people's behaviour. Hopefully people don't join the organisation disengaged, but I think looking at changes in behaviour is one way of that might set some of those alarm bells ringing, really. So for example, somebody who's always had a brilliant timekeeping might start to come in late or leave early, or obviously another sign is kind of sickness absence, but I wouldn't use that on its own because there could be something else going on there that causes that. I think signs that people who have previously been very involved in discussions, in meetings, putting forward ideas, if that kind of stops suddenly, or the people become rather more withdrawn over time, I think that's another good indication that there's something that's not quite right there. So I think that they're all the sorts of signs that I think most managers would recognise, but it is definitely that change in behaviour, and that's the point at which to have those conversations, I think.
Okay. You've already said a bit about what a complex area engagement is and how many different sort of academic papers and the different models that there are. Again, thinking about that line manager in the day-to-day, really, what would you say they could do if they thought, I really want to just continue to build employee engagement within my immediate team?
I think, as you've suggested, there are the certain building blocks of being a good manager that can help with that process. So the CIPD has a framework of management competencies. I think they're available on Managers Essentials to have a look at. But it's all of those things that as a good manager you would be hopefully doing on a regular basis. So that's around setting clear expectations around performance and holding performance and development reviews and those mid-year reviews as well, setting kind of clear objectives so that both parties are clear about what's being expected. But it's not just about performance, it's also about the way that people do things. So that's where things like behaviours and the way that we work together is really important. I think, obviously as part of a P&DR, you would agree some learning and development objectives as well, and I think that's important for that kind of job enrichment and job kind of enlargement aspects. I think one of the things that is often overlooked as something that can be quite, I don't know, a bit nice to do, but not essential, and that's recognition. And you know, the power of saying thank you for a job well done or a piece of work that has delivered brilliant results, I think is essential, and something that certainly within my own role over time have become much more focused on, I think, is that appreciation. And it sounds very basic and straightforward, but I think it's a really important aspect there. But I think, you know, having regular one-to-ones as a manager, showing an interest in not just the work but the person as a whole, and you know, we bring our whole self to work, we don't leave our issues and whatever else might be going on outside of work at home, we bring them with us. So showing a genuine interest and care for colleagues is an important aspect.
I think in that appreciation piece, I really agree with you how important it is. And we've got so many different ways that you can do it here as well. We've got a whole range of different reward schemes, you know, opportunity just to send that little thank you card. And I think in my experience, it's certainly been the case of, it's not really even the value of something that you send, it's the acknowledgement and the recognition. It's really important.
Absolutely. I mean, I have a little box of thank you cards that I keep in my desk drawer and regularly bring out, and a handwritten thank you note, it sounds quite a small thing, but actually, you know, is really appreciated.
Absolutely.
I think there's lots of things on offer at the university. I think they do get used in different ways in different areas, but for me, that's a key aspect of creating and encouraging engagement.
Mm. So we've just done the 2019 staff survey. Results are in process of being shared at the moment. So what are the next steps? What are the plans coming up in relation to engagement?
So we've already touched on some of the things that are already happening. So inspiring leaders and the investment in leadership and management development, which is ongoing, and which is a great investment, I think, in our people. Our future and the development of the strategic plan, I think that's going to be an interesting time over the next few months as that plan and the vision and in particular the values start to come to life prior to the launch of that next year. I think that we need to look really carefully at the findings of the staff survey, not just looking at kind of organisational groups like faculties or schools or directorates, but at staff groups as well, and what that tells us about the way that different kinds of staff are feeling engaged or otherwise across the university. I think it's important to look at those groups too. One of the key aspects to come out, and which is one of the university level themes, is communication and engagement. So again, those two words being used alongside each other. And definitely there'll be some plans being put in place to look at how we can improve communication, improve that employee voice, improve leadership kind of communication and engagement across the university. And it's great to see that senior leadership team members will be leading on some of that work as well. So it shows there is a real commitment to improving things and making things better.
So it sounds like quite a bit of watch this space. There's lots coming.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll be busy.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for talking to me, Rachel. My usual plug for Managers Essentials, a whole range of resources on there about employee engagement as well. So do take a look, and hope to see you soon on the next Managers Essentials podcast. Thanks for listening.